bunch of movies out, a bunch of good ones. Suicide Squad, still, even though it's down like 67 million, it's still the number one movie. My roommate has gone to see it, I think, for the third time.
Really?
Yeah, she really likes it. She bought the soundtrack to it.
That's commitment.
That is commitment.
It really is.
She bought a t-shirt.
Wow.
At any given moment, she's ready. And it's I love seeing those kinds of movies to me on, I'm not really a superhero kind of action comic book kind of person. Whereas I don't follow it, you know, but I like to go see those movies. I like Spider-Man's the one with, what's his face?
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I don't like Andrew Garfield.
No.
He's too skinny. I don't trust that he can save anybody. You're built like a spaghetti strand. I'm not into it.
Yeah, and then it was because they rebranded him as the Amazing Spider-Man and just like, no, not a fan.
But any of those movies, the Dark Knight, like those are movies you have to go see while it's in theaters.
Yeah.
So that's out. And if you've gone to the movies this weekend, I want to know, what movie did you see? You can give us your review. You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234. Sausage Party came out this weekend. And so far, I thought, I was like, we're going to walk in Monday and there's going to be complaints.
None at all. So not that we know of.
Yeah. Of moms or, you know, dad saying, oh, I took my kid to Sausage Party because it's animated, thinking that it was a kid's movie, and it's not. So, it's, you know, Pete's Dragon still out there, Jason Bourne. Bad Moms is out, and I like Mila Kunis. I don't know if I can bring myself to see Bad Moms.
I'm surprised Jason Bourne has not done as well as...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised about that because it's been a successful franchise up until now.
I was at work on Saturday and one of the guys that comes in, I was talking to him about Jason Bourne because I talked to him like last month about how excited I was to see it. And I said to him, I said, you know how sometimes you see a trailer for a movie and that it kind of misconstrues the movie itself.
Yeah.
I said, it's not. I said, one of the coolest scenes, like the movie kicks off right like that. He's like, oh, so that punch, the knockout punch is the first thing. And I was like, hey, yeah. Sorry.
Thanks.
Spoiler alert.
Thanks for that.
It's good, though. It comes in strong. Get you hyped up for the whole movie. I thought Jason Bourne's a great movie. There's a 10-minute car chase in it, and I went home to Jersey because my mom loves the Bournes, so I went with her to see it the other weekend, the opening weekend, and I was sitting there, and it's one of those new movie theaters that have the recliners.
Nice.
And, you know, just electronic, your feet just raise up, you chill out, you go, you buy your tickets in advance.
You gotta love that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You go in, get it from a kiosk, you have assigned seats, you can pick your seats out.
Oh, I like
that. So you walk in, and I like back row. I'm a back row person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be, one time I walked in, I watched the movie 300, I had to go in the front row. Do you know how terrible that was?
It hurts your neck.
Yeah, I was looking backwards.
It just hurts your neck.
I look like the girl from The Exorcism trying to watch that movie. This is stupid. Never again. I'm like, how great is this? Assigned seats. You go in, you print your tickets out, right at a kiosk. You don't have to talk to anybody or deal with anybody.
I love that.
And there's a 10-minute car chase scene to the point I started like cussing out loud. I'm like, good Lord.
I'm yet to see it.
Yeah, Jason Bourne, great. Yep. So if you went to the movies this weekend, what did you see? Give us your review. You can tweet at Petch and Amy or 424-1234 to be part of the show.